Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.
OK, Helen, yep, sounds interesting. I'll be right over. Bye. Helen has something really interesting to show me, so I'm off to see it now. Hi, Helen.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to my comfort zone.
Your what?
My comfort zone. I've made it a very comfortable area for relaxing in. Don't you think it's relaxing, Rob?
Well, yes. Nice cushions, a very cosy sofa and soft lighting. But, Helen, why do you want to show me this relaxing and comfortable room? Are you up to something?
No, you said we were doing a programme about comfort zones, so I decided to make one.
Ah, I see. Well, I suppose we could describe this room as our comfort zone, but usually the term refers to how someone feels.
Oh, so it's not just a place, but a state of mind.
Yes, if someone is in their comfort zone, they feel secure and comfortable. They might even feel in control. Maybe these examples will help to explain more.
John isn't going for the promotion. He wants to stay in his comfort zone and doesn't want the extra stress.
Jane stays in her comfort zone when booking her holiday and will never travel overseas.
So those examples describe people who are happy doing something that they've always done. They feel safe and secure.
It sounds like a nice place to be.
Well, it is, but it can also imply you won't take risks and move out of your comfort zone.
Into your uncomfort zone, you mean? Or your non-comfort zone?
Exactly. Listen to these examples.
Sally's dressing outside her usual comfort zone. Have you seen the dress she's wearing tonight?
Bob's working outside his comfort zone by agreeing to run the accounts department.
A comfort zone can also describe the ideal temperature of a room. It's just the right conditions to feel comfortable in. Not too hot and not too cold.
Well, Rob, I think we are in just the right comfort zone now.
We are, but come on, let's step outside and get some fresh air.
Sorry, Rob. I'm staying in my comfort zone. It's so cosy and I feel so secure here. And anyway, it might be raining out there.
You don't take any chances, Helen. Oh, well, see you later. Bye.
Bye. Oh, this sofa is so comfortable.
The English We Speak.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.